Yeah, she her television credits. I mean, wow, what a resume! Entertainment Tonight, CBS, Paramount, Inside Edition, The Layover, Strange Addiction on TLC, Today NBC, Videos After Dark on NBC, The Wendy Williams Show, which is on Fox. What's My Secret? MTV. What Would You Do? ABC. So many different things.
Savage. Talk, no filter on Savaged Unfiltered. Savaged.
Alrighty, guys. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Savaged Unfiltered. Wow, what a week. Been busy, Joe. I know I've been busy. Been dabbling with different types of guests we've had on the show, obviously, right? We got the talk to Joshua, which was an AI artist. Also a supporter of the MAGA movement. Interesting conversation we had with Joshua, didn't we?
Yes, it was. And regarding our upcoming guest, I know my sister's cats know her because the TV channel that Wendy Williams comes on is usually left on when she's left for work. So the cats watch the Wendy Williams show.
Yeah. I noticed that that there was some credits in her bio with the Wendy Williams show on Fox, and that's impressive. And I know that she had some credits with What's My Secret MTV. This woman's been all over the place. I mean, she's a celebrity. I mean, we got to do the Wayne's World, right? We're not worthy. We're not worthy. We suck. I mean, awesome stuff. I mean, wow. I mean, and then I do see a proud member of SAG. Hold on. All right. April, with all due respect, I used to be a SAG member. I do dabble in the movie industry as an extra. So get away from me. No, I'm just playing. anyways. But
Savage is no longer a member of SAG, but he is getting older, so he is sagging.
I'm sagging in the bones. Saggity. But yeah, she not only is she a TV personality, Joe, but see, guys, I have my notes. Yes, every great podcaster, talk radio host has notes. You know, we do. But yeah, not only is she a TV personality, but she's a female ventriloquist. She has dolls.
I have seen that. A routine anyway from her. I've seen that doll and
have
her.
You seen her?
So yeah. Yes, yeah, I yeah. have seen that. Yeah.
Now,
most people think, of course, Jeff Dunham, or because of what was it? America's Got Talent to Darcy. But yeah, hopefully she will catch on more and more, get a little more out there. But I've seen her act at least once.
Yeah, but she's out there. She's got the female ventriloquist character. I thought I seen a Donald Trump character as well too in some of her acts. So I want to talk about that because I'm really really questioning the whole back kind of humor with that. You know, if she's getting triggered with it all.
We can bring on April. Because April showers bring May weeds.
Oh, is that a cue to shut me up now, Joe? I've been talking too much. We actually bring her in now. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Let's get on with the show.
Oh, God, let's get on with it. Guys, this is April Brooker here on Savage Unfiltered. Welcome, April. How you doing?
Good. How are you? Better now that I'm here. And just so you know, I'm very popular with cats.
Very popular with cats. 10-4 over now. Got it. Okay. Tell us a little.
In fact, I was walking along the other day, and this cat just jumped in my arms, and started talking and said, "Meow, I'm a huge fan. I saw you on Wendy Williams."
Oh, wow. Well, you know, you almost sounded like Joan Rivers there from, 1998 or something, from when she's bringing up the whole ball, you know, like, I'm Wendy Williams. That's funny. Tell us a little bit about the cats. The yeah.
My mom, I told her, I said, Mom, I'm going to be on Wendy Williams. Like, because I was so excited. And you know what she said? Am I supposed to know that person?
Oh, she didn't know the person? Wait, that,
yeah,
that went
like,
over my head.
Am I supposed to know who Wendy Williams is? And I said, Mom, it's a TV show. She goes, okay, sweetie, good for you.
Oh, God. Oh, God. So yeah. So April, tell us about the story here behind your career of comedy. I know you dabble in comedy and have been on a more than a selected amount of TV programming, including MTV, TLC, Fox, a load of ABC programming. How did you get involved with all that? I want to start off with that first.
Okay, long before my big break on My Strange Addiction, because that was my first big TV appearance, I was living in Bethel Park. It's a little town right outside of Pittsburgh, and I grew up without cable, right? And so my parents said, if you live here, you're going to be a thinker. And I only had three channels growing up, guys. Three, okay? And I said, I had three channels. So my brother was playing football. And okay. When you play football in Western Pennsylvania, you're king, right?
Right.
So my dad had to get cable, right? And anyway, long story short, my dad argued with the cable company for an hour because he only wanted one channel. So anyway, we had to get 40. So one Saturday, or Friday night rather, we're watching cable because it's after one of my brother's games. And my dad hated commercials worse than he hated cable. And there was an Edgar Bergen TV special on, and Jeff Dunham was on, Ron Lucas, all those guys. And Edgar Bergen's a famous ventriloquist, in case you don't know. And my family members tried to talk like the ventriloquists, and I was the only one that could do it. And so that Christmas, my mother got me a Groucho Marx puppet under the tree.
Groucho Marx. Wow. Wow.
Oh, wow. There's an old throwback callback. Hey,
guys. Kim Kardashian here. Check out Savaged Unfiltered on iHeartRadio today, and you'll get uncut, unfiltered, and uncensored views on politics, general talk, and discussions. On Savaged Unfiltered, you never know what to expect.
If you ever want candy, find out where the thread and the needle people are. That's what I said.
We're literally on the stage.
I don't know if we're allowed to be doing this, but here we are.
All right, you guys, we are backstage with The Notebook, the musical, and Ingrid Michaelson, and we're going to get to show you a behind-the-scenes sneak peek. Let's go. Okay, now this is really special because this is what it's like to be backstage on Broadway. Now this is the hallway that leads to all the actors' dressing rooms, the backstage. Everyone's running around, lots of hustle and bustle before the show. We're gonna go and try and find Ingrid so we can talk all things music, and you're gonna come along with us.
All right, you guys, look who we found backstage. Ingrid Michaelson is here. Ingrid, this is so exciting because we get the backstage tour of The Notebook musical. Before we dive into music, set the scene for us. Where are we right now in the city?
We are at the Gerald Schoenfeld on 45th Street in Manhattan in Times Square.
This show has been open for a little over a month now. What has this process been like for you? Not only getting to write this, but then to see it come to life and to see the audience and to see it full.
So we had a little taste of it in Chicago when we had our out-of-town run there. A year and a half ago, but New York is a different thing, and the New York audiences have just been so amazing. We got to really have a lovely preview period. Previews are when you get to work on the show with an audience. So you get to like test songs and scenes and see what works and what doesn't work. New Yorkers are just great because they kind of tell you how it is. You know, they're hard to impress. So if you can move
here we go, guys, from a little studio in the heart of Tampa Bay, Florida.
Tell us a little bit about Groucho Marx. How'd that come into play? Because I see a little bit of it, but I want to hear it from you.
Groucho, believe it or not, I'd watched all the Marx Brothers movies as a kid with my dad. My dad loved the Marx Brothers, loved the Three Stooges. And I think I'm the only woman in the world that likes the Three Stooges, apparently. That's what I hear. Nyack, nyack, nyack. So anyway, so this was before, obviously, I was on the other TV shows. And just to let you know, this is just to let you know what TLC's done for me is now it's streaming all over the world. Oh, wow. And I'm the poster child for My Strange Addiction on Hulu, Netflix.
Get the hell out of here. Wow. That's impressive,
HBO
April.
Max. And so, yeah. So I'm getting all these fan letters from these folks that saw me with my Groucho Marx back in the day. And anyway, so I did, so I had a Groucho Marx puppet and I did a show at a nursing home. And you want to talk about an interesting crowd. They all either knew the Marx Brothers movies. And so one day the lady says, would you like to do a show in the memory unit? And I thought, oh, they're cute little old people. And I'm like 15. So I go, and this lady's wearing a raincoat, has an umbrella inside. I guess she's all dressed up with nowhere to go. And so I do my show, and this old lady grabs Groucho and goes, please get me out of here. My kids locked me here. Take me to Hollywood with you. And so.
That's great. Yeah, and I love all the old Marx Brothers stuff and the Three Stooges and the Marx Brothers. Whatever it is, I'm against it.
Yes, hail, hail, Freedonia. Or what did he say? I don't want to be a member of any club that would have me or whatever.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Whatever it is, I'm against it. Doesn't matter who put it forth or commenced it. I'm against it.
Against it. I'm against it.
I love you.
Me too.
I grew up in Bethel Park, Pennsylvania. You spent more than a decade living, acting, and performing in New York City cabarets. Now, what type of cabarets were these, April? Were they, you know, like, I guess, strip clubs or what?
A woman named April and her towel. You're going to want to wheel in Grandpa to see this one.
Michael, I mean, Savaged on Spotify.
What kind of cabaret? Because you gotta be labeling correctly, yeah.
Shows it Don't Tell Mama and the Duplex. And the Duplex is a mainstay in the queer community on Christopher Street. It is like a fixture. I did the Stonewall Inn where the movement for gay rights started. But I also dumped, believe it or not, I was actually at one in New York City the night that the stripper unionized, which was interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, very interesting, yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, I'm like, the strippers are going to overthrow this place. I'm 20-something years old, and I'm like, what?
Yeah. Oh, this is great. I love this. This is wonderful.
The air and they said, we're not going to take it. Twisted Sister was playing in the background. Actually, it wasn't.
Yeah, so you've done that. You've done some cabarets. You mentioned some strip clubs. Don't Tell Mama, the Duplex, the Mediterranean. Who the hell's my words at?
Metropolitan Room.
There we go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get the coffee together, Savage. Come on now. Comedy clubs.
So good.
Wow. I don't know where to start with you, April, because you've done it all. You've done TV personality appearances. You've done comedy. You've done cabaret. You've done, TV shows. Now I see the doll in your hand, right?
Yeah.
How did have that come you done, to play? Yeah.
Have you done any of the comedy rooms in Vegas? I love the comedy rooms in Vegas, although I haven't been there since 2006.
May, this is Mae Wilson. Have we done comedy rooms in Vegas? Hello, fellas. I just want to say that you both look very handsome today, and I want to eat you up. Mae, they're asking if we've done the comedy rooms in Vegas. Answer the question. Well, I was a special guest star for 9 months in Las Vegas at Alexis Clark. No, mate, we were special guest stars. No, I was. No, we were. No, I was. No, we were. No, I was. No, we were. No, you were. No, you were. I got it. I got it. See? Yeah. I guess this is uncensored. Can I just say that I want to rip you off this morning, mate? I'm so sorry. I know that this is going to get me canceled, but you know what? If I offend them, whatever.
Yes, this is definitely an uncensored show, so that, well, humor is definitely welcome. Definitely welcome. No, that's actually very serious. I mean, a lot of people are going out of their way to say something so that the cancel culture will go at them, because that really just gets them more free press and recognition. I mean, look at what happened with Jason Aldean, how he blew up. You know, a country star, a lot of people, frankly, still, I knew of him, but a lot of people didn't know him. He had good stuff, but he wasn't a George Strait or a George Jones or a Miranda Lambert or a Faith Hill. And bam, they tried to cancel him. He's the biggest thing since sliced bread in country now.
Yeah, he's big. They tried to cancel everybody, but May, do you think they're going to try to cancel you? Well, not with a mouth like this.
There's a double entendre.
I mean, she's very forward. And before he passed away, we got to work with Otto Peterson. Do you guys know Otto and George? Don't break my heart. He was...
Thank you. It's really great to be here tonight. My name's Otto Peterson. This is my good friend George Dudley. How you doing, George? Nervous?
Hey, I gotta work with your hand in my ass. I'm fucking uncomfortable here.
You're the king of offensive ventriloquists.
No.
Yeah, I've heard of him, April. To an extent, he was out there in his time, and he's got some tremendous credits. The name does ring a bell. So you worked with him, you're saying?
Oh, yeah. We worked with him on Pig Roast. And the funny story about that was I was wearing my lucky dress. And thank goodness I was, because we didn't think that the show was going to go forward, right? Because what ended up happening was the makeup artist, her boyfriend was being deported. And she was pregnant. And she had very bad morning sickness and could barely do my makeup. And the spray guy, this was on the Pig Roast, and so George, who was Otto's partner, broke, and he was a sailboat doll, and the jaw just anyway, so they were going to have to mail him back, and it was a question of whether or not we were going to be able to film it. And so somehow he was able to jimmy rig it, so George worked, and May and I filmed the segment, and we still get fan mail from people seeing it. And what do you have to say about that, May? George gave me splinters. Okay.
Yeah. To be honest, I've not heard that name, but I will have to look him up, because I love Don Rickles and Joan Rivers, and you're saying he was the Rickles or Rivers of ventriloquism.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, just to let you know how many haters he had and how many people wanted to cancel him, I was at a function for ventriloquists, and they said, Otto Peterson, so bad, this, that. And they were talking about him like he was the devil. And you know what? The more they talked about him like that, the more we wanted to know who he was.
Hmm. Wow.
So, and that's the thing, is that the more people try to cancel someone, it's, I don't know, like everybody's so crazy now. What do you think of all the, Nate, what do you think of political parties? I say, I don't like politics or political parties, but I like the party. Woo, woo!
So April, I see some appearances on TikTok with some of your acts. How's that working out for you with the whole TikTok?
I find TikTok's a mixed bag. Sometimes, you know, we get good reactions from random stuff. Sometimes we think of stuff and we don't get any reaction. And May, just curious, what's one video on TikTok that you did that did well? April, ask me about politics. Okay, May, what do you think of Roe versus Wade? As if. You know that I don't follow college football.
Oh boy. That one was a little quirky, but I love it.
For that one, everyone.
Yeah. So, because the reason why I said TikTok is because, you know, you have your dolls and everything, and I noticed that you do have a Donald Trump doll. Is that with you at all?
Yeah, I do, and I'm not a pro-Trumper. I'm kind of middle of the road. I make fun of everybody, so I have both presidents here. If you want to meet them.
Yeah, well, let's start with Donald Trump. Is he in today? Do we have to wake him up?
And I just got to say one thing. He sent me a hush money check and it bounced. Nobody asked.
Oh, no. You're talking to too many Stormy Daniels. What's going on, Joe?
And she, I think Donald Trump, he got a curve with the porn stars, you know?
Yeah. You know what? I love the RV Wade joke. Roe v. Wade joke. That's a great neutral down the middle play on it. And hey, if anyone's going to get upset by that, that's on them, because she's not taking a position at all there either way by making that football joke. That is a great deflection, comedic, very talented to do it that way.
Well, her friend did mention Stormy Daniels there, right? I mean, boy, Stormy, we're not sorry, Stormy, if we're bothering you. Sorry, we were just, but yeah.
Well, he's here if you want to talk to him.
Yeah, let's talk to Donald. Hey, Donald, how you doing, buddy? What's going on in the political world?
Really cold in here. It's cold. It's freezing, and I just got back from court.
Oh, you're talking about, well, it's freezing. Well, it's warming up in New York, isn't it, Donald? I mean, what part of the state are you going to?
Unless you put it this way, it's going to be huge. So, former President Trump, why should people vote for you in 2024? Well, I'm master of everything. I have billions and billions of dollars. I was hosting my own successful reality TV show, and the Gutter Business Girl gave me a triple A rating. Wait, they gave you a triple A rating? Wrong! A triple K rating. KKK!
Donald, you're not supposed to say that. That's racist. Or at least we're not supposed to say that, right, Donald?
I'm not racist. I don't like to run. Do you think I run with these legs?
I surely hope not, Donald. You know, at your age, you have to be careful, right? First of all, Donald, is Melania, keeping up with your weight and your energy? Is she forcing you to go to the gym, or are you doing it on your own free will?
Listen, I just
been
gonna say this about melanoma, Melania. Sorry, it's been a long day. Anyway. You know, all these people say that I'm anti-immigration. All my lies are foreign-born. That's right, they are all foreign-born. Why is that, Mr. Trump? What can I say? Like the newest, hottest, youngest foreign import.
See, these are good. You know what? As a Republican, as a conservative, I can laugh at these jokes. These are perfectly fine. And when you do the Biden, if the left can't laugh at that, that shows their inadequacy, not ours or yours.
Because I have gotten so much hate from the right about him. And believe it or not, I get hate from people who can't spell. They call me a whore, but they spell whore, H-O-R-E. So if you're going to call me a whore, you better know how to spell whore.
Wait, April. Why are they calling you a whore? Is it because of, you know, like your presence, you know, with all this type of personalities, TV personalities and appearances on a programming? Like, what's the whole whore for it? I don't understand.
They're angry, and they live in their mother's basement. You know, like, I've always had friends with different opinions than me. And I say that's what America's about, you know? And believe it or not, Roger Stone thought that he was really funny. And that's huge. Yeah, Roger Stone's a fan of mine, so you guys know. And Roger thought it was funny.
Oh, well, hey, if you're getting laughs and humor from Roger Stone, that's saying some things, right? I mean.
Yeah, but they're like, stop disrespecting the press, you know. And one guy, I was in Cleveland, I kid you not, comes up to us because we would stand together against Trump. And he starts saying, why do you hate Trump? And he's got the handlebar mustache, the cowboy hat, the sidearm.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And he's like, and I'm trying to answer his question. He's like, I'm not talking to you. I was talking to him. And what did you say to him? I said, I don't hate her. I don't hate anybody. It's huge. And so anyway, fast forward, he's like, fine. And he walks away. And I was like, wow. Bye, leave Harvey Oswald. Have a great day.
Yeah. But Mr. President, I have to ask you a question. Okay, Mr. President, what do you think of the latest saga from your battle with Nikki Haley there in South Carolina?
Nikki Hail Mary. So what do you think of Nikki Hail Mary? I think that she's a huge loser, just like Greta Gerwig and Barbie.
Oh, man. Mr. President, that's not nice. Don't you have to be fair to Nikki? I mean, you know, she did try, right?
She tried, but she's still a loser, just like my second wife, Carla Naples.
Oh, no, Donald, that's not nice. So what about the children? You have to think about the children, right? I mean, your kids, what are they going to think about it?
I have Junior, I have Eric, the one is really hot. That's weird. I'm back. I'm ready to go.
All right. So Donald, my question is, buddy, what do you think about the election in November? Do you think you're going to get an open, honest election, or do you think Crooked Joe is going to cheat again?
I think I'm going to win, and it's going to be huge, just like my hands.
Uh-oh, Donald. Well, it was great having you on the show, Donald, and I wish you the best of luck in November against Crooked Joe Biden. And Joe, real quick, what a question here, okay? Who is going to be your vice president pick? Because everyone's questioning you, Don, of who you're going to pick for your VP. Who is it going to be? Can you say or no?
Say. You know him well. It's going to be Michael Gardner of Savage Unfiltered.
Uh-oh. Okay. Well, thank you. I'm not worthy. I got to. Oh, we're not worthy. We're not worthy. We don't deserve the vice president pick. Oh, no. But April, I do want to thank you for coming on. And it's been it's been great. I've seen you all over the place here on social media. I see you with the appearances, countless appearances of different networks. And what's next for April Brooker? What's next? I have to ask.
April Brooker, I wrote a book, Don't Read My Lips. It's on Amazon if you want to learn how to do ventriloquism. And it's all my secrets. And I have a Christmas song coming out called Merry Christmas, I Hate You with Mae Wilson.
Oh, God. And, okay.
Yeah, and you can check out my streaming chat show, April in Vegas, on YouTube. We're filming another season, and it's going to be available later this year on Join TV. And to take us out, to say goodbye, I have the president. I got to wake him up.
Okay, better wake him up.
Just to balance him out.
Oh, there's Joe.
Hello. Ew, Joe!
I just want to say, my fellow Americans, I'm on Savage Unfiltered, and I understand you support Donald J. Trump, but let me just say, number one, Savage Unfiltered is a great show. Number two, this is America, where all opinions are welcome. Number four.
Number four, Mr. President?
Yes, number four. What were we talking about again? Savage Unfiltered. Oh, Savage Unfiltered. Yes.
Sleepy Joe, I think you better go back and get some medicine because you forgot a couple of words there, but it's okay. A couple syllables, I believe. Yeah.
Savage. Yes. Unfiltered.
Savage Unfiltered. Yes. Thank you.
just with me tonight. Donnie, baby, Mile High Club and Air Force One, what fun. I'll be your co-pilot, dear Donnie, baby, inoculate just with me tonight.
Oh boy, April, it's been amazing. Thank you very much, Mr. Yeah. President. I hope you lose in November. By the way, I'm not voting for you. I think you're a corrupted man. I think you're a piece of garbage. I think you're a piece of shit. And yeah, what, Mr. President?
Yes, yes, yes. Saga John Filter is you. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, that was interesting. Yes.
All righty. Hey, Joe, you have any? Joe, you have any final words for the president there?
Well, no, but for April, April show, she knows how to work a room. That's great. Thank you, April. You know, clearly you are a professional. You know how to work a room. You know how to play an audience. This audience, that was a great answer. Savage is the, I wouldn't vote for Savage for dog catcher, let alone VP, but thanks for playing. Thanks for playing to the room.
Yeah. Hey guys, welcome to Savage Unfiltered Show, not your grandpappy's old school talk radio, where you get unfiltered, uncensored, raw material.
Can't laugh at our side like she was doing with Trump. Hmm? You know, you don't deserve to make fun of anybody else or, to, you know, laugh.
I thought she was hilarious. I thought like the I mean, we got folks, we got a little bit of like the ending with Joe Biden. He was sleepy. I mean, we had to wake him up, for God's sake. He kept on saying, yeah, savaged unfiltered. Yeah, savaged unfiltered.
No,
sleepy
but
Joe needed to be waked up. Yeah,
she, you know, we didn't see the equality of her act here. We spent more time messing around with the Trump puppet, but you know, she insisted to make sure she showed the Biden puppet to make sure people understand. Again, she's playing it down the middle, Joe, making fun of all sides.
As we close it up, man, I didn't know she had a Biden puppet. I seen the I'm being dead honest, guys, here on the show. I seen the Trump puppet, you know, along with her axe, you know, and I seen the female puppet and everything else, which I forgot the name. Did she give a name with that female puppet? Or
I don't remember it now either.
I forgot. The reason why I forgot is because I was laughing my ass off as she was presenting it. I'm like, damn it, man. I forgot the damn name of the puppet.
It wasn't Joy, was it? Joy, or it was a short name. I don't remember though. But
God,
yeah.
I feel like an asshole now. Like I didn't know the fucking name of the puppet, man.
But, hey, as long as we get her name right, and remember again, playing off her name, April Showers, bring May Weeds. But yeah, no, April's great. She's fun. Again, we've got to laugh at our own side too, or we got no business laughing at the left.
Yeah,
again, absolutely. Right? Principles, not personalities. She wasn't getting insulting, or I mean, she was playing off stuff that's already out there, you know, like the hands thing. Was a good call back to all that back about his small hands. I mean, that's fair humor. It was fair humor.
Yeah, it was fair, guys. If you want to know anything more about April, guys, possibly have her on your show, or you know, book her for other type of appearances, guys. Head over to www.aprilbrooker.tv.
How do you spell Brooker?
That's Brucker. That's Brooker.
Okay.
Yeah. So go over to aprilbrooker.tv, guys. And if you missed it, guys, we will put in the show notes for you guys to check out some of her work.
It's like Trucker, but with a B and pronounced Brooker, not Brooker. Okay.
Yeah. And you're going to be really impressed, guys. She has, tremendous amounts of credits. I wish I can label them all here on the show. I mean, I'm still looking at some of her credits here.
And I again, she showed she's good, a professional comedian. Unlike that one hack, remember him that we had on?
That guy wasn't even funny, man. God. He was all serious. Oh my God.
But April was funny. She knew to take my cat story about my sister's cats seeing the Wendy Williams show, and she played off it that she's big with cats. So she knows, she's quick, she's good, I like her. And again, I know I've seen her once with the female puppet. I've never seen her with the Trump or the Biden, but I have seen her. I have heard of her. I've just was not before today very familiar with her. Rest assured, I will be looking for more of her stuff going forward.
She's a blast, guys. Really, if you enjoyed this episode, guys, please check us out here. We'll put the QR code up in the left-hand corner, savageunfiltered.com, guys. All the information is listed on there. I do know that I have to put this out, guys. I do know that website will be coming down shortly as we are doing a transition with hosting domains, just more features, guys. We're going to another hosting domain because of the features. So if you do see the website down, don't be mad at us. We're branching out because we're giving out more features. I noticed I had a discussion with producer Shaky here on the show and digital manager Beth about bringing in some blogs. A lot of the listeners want some blogs and they want some other features like Q&As from our past guest. We did have a guest on previously. If you guys remember the Hollywood actor that was part of all the Michael Jackson music videos, Andre Paradis. If you've missed that episode, go back to the Savage Unfiltered library. We got into it all. A former fucking Chippendales dancer that I had on the show. He's had a lot of different credits similar to April here that we just had featured on the show.
We all know why you really wanted the Chippendale guy on.
Oh gosh.
Did you ask him to take off his shirt for you?
No.
Just some fun.
But Joe, he has worked with Michael Jackson, good friends with Michael Jackson, you know, the late great Michael Jackson. He's been in like countless of different types of music videos with him as a backup dancer. He's worked with Paula Abdul. He's worked with Jennifer Lopez. I mean, the guy has been all around, just like April. I mean, in a good way, not in a bad way.
So, yeah.
I have to put this out there for you sons of bitches. Hold on, Joe. I got to put this out there for those sons of bitches that are targeting April right there. Stop calling the woman a whore. She's a fucking tremendous actress and a fucking comedian, for God's sakes.
Yeah, yeah. Bastards. And back to the Chippendale thing. I'm sure the high Clueless Nation or the limp wrists over at Clueless Nation probably love that episode.
Oh, I'm
high
sure.
High Clueless Nation.
No, they're still around. Yo, we have another member of Clueless Nation. I'm going to give a little plug because it would break his heart if I don't mention him because he's been attacking me on X, a bastard. I even featured him on my show. I gave him a fucking, a huge fucking plug, which is going to be airing this Wednesday for part two of the Logistical Slave. That's going to be part two, guys. Check this out this past week here on the show. Sage Outcast. Yeah, another guy of Clueless Nation. Savage, you're wrong. You don't know. Come on my show and debate me. Come on my show and debate me. First of all, Sage, I know you're listening. You want me to debate you? Sure. Answer this question. What is the political agenda of the Democratic Party on these three basic principles and narratives? Borders, language, and culture. Answer that. Answer the agenda of the Democratic Party. I'm waiting. The Savage time is clicking. I'm waiting. Answer that, and then I'll debate you. He can't answer it, Joe. Can't answer it.
Yeah, yeah. You know, again, they all want on Savage Unfiltered to promote themselves. Sure. And sure. Yeah, you shouldn't even have used his name, just like we don't use the proper name of Clueless Nation out there. I wouldn't want to plug them.
Well, they're part
they
of
the know nation. They know who they are. We're not saying everybody in the nation is clueless. We're smart We know everything. No, we're referring to a particular show and their left-wing loon followers, the Clueless Nation.
It's a huge, like April said with Don on the show, right? Donald Trump. It's a huge, huge movement of cultivism. It is. There's huge amounts of cultivism in the Clueless Nation. They're delusional. They're fucking psychotic. They think they're right and you're wrong all the time. Guys, before we depart, I highly suggest you check this out. A true shotcaster. That's right, Joe gave me a fucking idea like months and months and months and months ago.
Yeah,
you should put the fucking shotcaster on the t-shirts.
That's right. We're not from the old shock jock. We now present the new era of shockcasters and shockcasting. Yeah, so I'm glad to see Michael finally took that idea and is going with it.
It's right there, right there. See the fingers? And the QR code right there.
See the fingers? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right back at you. Yeah. See the birds are flying.
Twitter, but, it's Twitter.
But I think I had Joe miss his 12 o'clock show, didn't you, Joe?
No. I got a one coming at one, so I need
one
to wrap.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I got to wrap this up for a 1 o'clock Zoom.
See, Joe is a shockcaster. He's going on to a show, and he's going to shock the fucking people on that show. But
okay,
anyway.
I'll see you later, brother. Take care. Yeah, God bless.
Take it easy. Take it easy, guys. Thanks very much for joining in. I'm Savage. This was Joseph M. Leonard knows as Joseph the Jokester Joe. There we go. I got to get off the air. The coffee is like literally wearing off. But anyway, guys, thanks very much. Like, follow, subscribe on all our platforms, TikTok, Twitter, Rumble, Vimeo. And including our audio podcasting on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora. The list goes on, guys. Thanks very much for dropping by. And until next time.